Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, December 15th, 2005. Today's message is titled Warning Signs, and the scripture text is Watch Your Life and Doctrine Closely. That's 1 Timothy 4, verse 16a, and that's a great warning sign. Yesterday, my brother and I took a walk on the Golden Gate Bridge. It was a beautiful day, and the views surrounding the bridge are outstanding. As we walked under the bridge, we saw a sign that stated the consequences that result when a person violates the warning posted above. And I have on the website or email post today an actual sign taken from one of the large towers on the bridge. The consequences would seem obvious to the typical passerby, but regardless of the warning, some 25 people jump to their deaths from this bridge every year. Well, I read it takes approximately 4 seconds to drop at a speed of 75 miles an hour into the water, 220 feet below. And only a tiny minority, some 2%, survived the jump. Contrary to what many jumpers might imagine, it is not a graceful, trauma-free way to go. The impact with the water is violent, shattering bones and dismembering limbs. We get a lot of warnings in our lives. We have them in our homes and cars. There are warning signs for cancer and other diseases. Our computers even have lots of warnings. We can ignore or disable warnings, but we do so to our own peril. There are also spiritual warnings. Today's verse is an important caution from Paul to Timothy. And through the inspired scriptures, it is a spiritual warning to all of us. Many people pay no heed to spiritual warnings. Some have never taken the supreme warning to the human race seriously, which is expressed in these words from the Lord Jesus in Luke 13, verse 3. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Others at some point sought repentance for a particular season of their lives, but now ignore God's warnings. We need to continue to watch our life and doctrine closely. How does our life reflect the character traits demonstrated by Jesus? How does our doctrine line up with that which is taught in the Holy Scriptures? Well, this is the Daily Encouragement Net audio podcast. I am preparing these messages yesterday, today, and I hope to do so tomorrow from California. I'm with my brother. I've completely set up his computer now. I think I've loaded everything he needs, and now I'm kind of training him how to use it. He has an apartment overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and it's beautiful early this morning as I look out over the water. I actually see the moon. We're kidding about seeing the sun come up over the ocean, but of course we're not going to see that on the Pacific side, looking west. Well, Brooksine did collaborate with me today. We can communicate through our cell phones and then send the email. She read today's message, hopefully a little bit less error-free than yesterday's. And she also wrote a prayer that is our prayer for our lives today and our prayer for each listener of this podcast. Let me share it with you. Jesus, you impart and reinforce truths in my life daily as I read and meditate upon your holy word. When the passions and philosophies of this world whirl about me day after day, the only way I can sort out truth from error is when I diligently search the scriptures and heed the counsel of Christian believers. Thank you for the pastors and teachers who regularly proclaim the truths of the Bible. Thank you for godly men and women who serve as faithful examples in their earnest walk with you. May I be counted as faithful and true as I follow you. Lord, today help us all to heed the warnings and see them as loving expressions of your kindness and love to us. Amen. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and stay encouraged.